Hello, I am Victoria.
I'm Cutter.
Oi, I'm Vincent.
And we are here to talk about ARC.
Say something.
Giga.
About it. What about it?
The Giga's big, strong, it will step on you. It will kill you. It will kill your family in the game. It will rip your dino's heads off in the game. And those things' turds are so big it outmatches a Rex's turds and a Brontosaurus. And did you know they're consumable? You can actually eat poop in game. You can make it a fertilizer.
That's just gross.
Oh my gosh, big,
why would you eat it?
Big titanosaur poop. It's like, it's bigger than an average human. Do you think she heard the poop part?
Yes, probably.
<She did. laughs> So there's this huge titanosaur is 30 times bigger than a Giga. Its turds are bigger than a human. Way bigger.
Why are we talking about dinosaur turds?
And you want to know something? Once you eat that sucker, your health drops faster than nothing, dude. And you stink, dude. You stink in those things.
Who wouldn't stink?
Nice high five.
A lot of people stink in this world anyway, so it's not like...
Yeah, me too.
I don't stink. Because I actually put on deodorant.
I did too.
I put on perfume.
Who needs perfume when you got old deodorant?
Hey, perfume smells good. Well, anyways.
In the game, you can create drugs. Those drugs can be made into basically dinosaur tranquilizers. You stuff the tranquilizers into the dinosaur, just like arrows. And then once it's knocked out, then you pour a bunch of it down its throat. And then it will stay knocked out for a while. Except for a Giga, because for some reason, they wake up fast. You feed it a bunch of meat. If it wakes up and it's not tamed...
You're dead.
Yeah, because guess what? If you're next to it and you're looking at its inventory, it wakes up, there's no chance. There's mods for the game, of course. Some are expensive.
Like, you can color them.
Yeah, you can kind of color and paint them more like. You could probably paint Cutter's face on her pretty easily. That's how good the painting system is in the game. You can actually get every detail into the dinosaur.
That's why. To
the matter of hands.
Ow!
What dinosaur would you guys be in ARC?
I'd be
probably
T-Rex.
A dragon. Because I like flying.
I'd be Xenomorph. I would kill you both.
I wouldn't care. I'd just fly around.
Because Xenos can bury themselves underground, jump up way up in the sky. And it's insane. They could spray goo out of their tail to knock dinosaurs out.
I wouldn't be like any of that stuff. I would be a dragon because I could fly and then I can breathe fire. So
I could bring you down pretty easily. All I have to do is spray that goo and you're down. You don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
No.
Piggity, piggity. This is a Xenomorph.
It looks ugly.
That looks like an alien.
It looks like a human.
Ow!
Looks like your face. Boom.
In a way, yeah.
That's pretty bad if he agrees with you.
Yeah, it's really odd.
Wyverns.
King's really ugly.
He's bulletproof.
But he's really ugly.
He's bulletproof?
Yeah, but he's ugly.
So that means he can't be destroyed.
Basically. Fireproof and all. It takes less damage. Actually, it's a queen. Technically, this is a queen. This is the one that injects the baby into you.
So basically, and then you die afterwards. Mm-mm. Pretty
nope.
much.
So basically, it's the male.
Ugh, you must be playing a crappy PC, dear lord. Those graphics are so bad right now. It's a sad way to die. Taking him forever just to get in. Okay, there we go.
Oh, he just impregnated a dodo. He's so cute.
Well, let's talk about Ark. Victoria, you go first. You talk about how ugly the Reaper looks, or Queenie looks.
Why would you make it look like that? Why can't you just make it look like the whole detail of it? Okay, it's weird to me.
It is weird and spiky. Is it because it impregnates a person through its tail?
Just makes it even more weird.
Okay, that's just weird.
I know, right?
And basically,
from
in
its
Ark,
tail.
In Ark.
Tail. That's just
I'm
odd.
Talking? I was just kidding. So basically, in the game, you just gotta try and survive,
play,
and
yes.
There are servers.
I would die.
There are servers and stuff. People go into wars. People do slavery in the game. Like, people actually take other people and slave them in the game. It is so hilarious. Literally. Aren't you gonna speak, Cutter?
I don't know anything, so why would I?
Tell us about, would you buy the game?
Yeah, I would.
You would? You wanna know how much the game is?
You probably don't wanna know.
Probably too expensive.
$60, and guess what? It's about 100 gigabytes, counting all the downloadable content. And plus the 30 gig update from a few days ago. Ark is a really fun game. You should buy it. It's like 60, around $70. And the game, counting all the DLC, is about 100 gigs. 100 and maybe 10. You need a powerful Xbox. No using Xbox 360. Don't use the crappy PS4. I'm just saying this now.
Don't listen to him. You can play on whatever you want.
Don't use the PS4, but use the PS4 Pro because it's better at doing Ark.
He's got a point there.
But yeah, watch out for hackers. Let's see. Cameron Malasco, I got him addicted to the game. He has about 100 days in the game, exactly like mine. Except I might like have 130 days by now. Him, I don't know. I know he's been on Ark Live and mostly on GTA, but about Ark. The Ark developers are kind of lazy sometimes. One time someone made a game called PixArk, actually made it onto the Xbox. And then it was a ripoff. Literally, it was $25 and the game crashed every 5 minutes. I swear to God, that was like one of the worst buys I ever bought. It was so bad. Dear Lord. Okay, I went on the servers. It crashed every 10 minutes. Those were a little bit better. But still, when it crashed on single player, it erased everything. And when they unleashed an update run thought, it fixed it. No, it didn't. And somehow this game uses Unreal Engine, even though it doesn't. And then the Ark developers step in to try and help him a bit. Oh, yeah, by the way, the person that made the stupid, unreliable game. Yes, the gameplay's good, but the crash is unbelievable. Was, what was it? Snail Games, one of the worst gaming companies I've ever seen.
Told you.
Okay, you're right. Okay, basically, also, buy Ark. It's fun. These two will probably never buy Ark. I know that.
Just don't say that. That just makes it mean.
Never say never. Never say never.
Exactly.
Cutter, you know you don't even have an Xbox One or a PS4.
My brother has an Xbox.
You think he's going to let you borrow it?
He has before,
but is he going to let you download a 100 gig game on it?
I don't know.
Maybe.
He's done it.
He's done it?
Mm-hmm.
Does he have our Ark array on there? You never know. He could.
But anyways.
What's your opinion on Ark?
My opinion?
Yeah.
I mean, I would play it.
I would too.
But I wouldn't want to buy it. I don't have that kind of money to buy it.